good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So the very first pasuk of this parsha tells us, Kiseti l'melchama aleivecha, when you go to battle your enemy, and this is famously explained as referring to the Yetzer Hara, battling the Yetzer Hara. A bit later on, when talking about returning your friend's ox, which is wandering around, the pasuk says, Hashav teshivim l'chicha, return it to your brother. And the Sfas teaches that this is actually talking about one witnessing his friend wandering from the proper path. And there's a message being sent to him that Hashav teshivim, the only Yetzer is to do tshuva. So this theme of fighting the Yetzer Hara and doing tshuva is hidden throughout the seemingly basic mitzvahs of the parsha. Let's highlight another mitzvah which is very relevant to our specific avodah of Elul. The pasuk tells us, Kiseite machana alivecha, when a camp goes out against your enemies, v'nishmarta mikol davara, you should guard yourself from evil. The next pasukim talk about the kedusha of the camp and how there should be a designated place outside camp for relieving oneself. The wording of the pasuk is v'yad tiyeh lecha michutza machana. That topic concludes with the famous words, v'haya machanecha kadosh, and your camp shall be holy. This vasemis takes us to the depth behind the basic understanding. The camp, the machana in this pasuk, is referring to us, people, bnei adam, men and women that are going to fight the Yetzer Hara. So how can we keep ourselves holy, v'haya machanecha kadosh? How can we be successful in the struggle against the Yetzer Hara? We have to have a designated place, a yad, outside the camp. What's that yad? So no one's perfect, and in truth, many of us are full of flaws, and it's difficult to fix everything that we need to, says the Sfas Emes. But don't forget that every yid has some good deeds, something wonderful about him. A person has to focus on his good. Don't allow any bad to mix in. Highlight the positive, bold it, blow it up in the largest font. Once a person realizes that he has part of him which is kulay toiv, that's his yad, his power, his strength, to do his avoida, which is michutz l'machane, namely, properly fight his Yetzer Hara. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Toiv me'at l'tzadik, clinging to that me'at, that little bit of goodness that one has, is the mid of a tzadik, and gives him the ability to change all the other parts that need work as well. We should be zeicher to focus on the good, use it to change the not-so-good, and with that be blessed to a successful Elul, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.